Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Music Master on Today FM.
Right, played Music Master yesterday. And as we got down to the very final question of the second bonus round, Stephen from Skerries was playing. And if he got the last question right, he was going to triple his score from 10 in the first round to 30 points, taking him through to the final. Unfortunately, Stephen said Scrubs by TLC and not No Scrubs. And we had to say no, because that ain't the name of the song. Stephen, have you recovered from the disappointment?
Just about.
Well, listen, you were my show announcer earlier on, in fairness. We did say we're going to get you back on, and people reacted really favourably yesterday to you and this morning as well. A chap called John was on saying, well done on getting Stephen back, lads. Fair play. I don't know him, but he's a total gentleman. And Kathy says, just want to wonder, is Stephen married? She thinks you sound like a lovely guy.
I am married, Dave, to my beautiful wife, Val. Yes.
Okay.
Well, thank you for all the compliments.
Sorry, Cathy. You'll have to move on. Right, but listen, we got you back on because we felt like it was so close and we were sticklers for the rules, which we have to be. We figured should give you a second chance. So you're ready to go?
Yeah, ready to have a
Okay.
Round one.
Okay, so in round one, you've three choices to choose from in your categories now. Stephen, you can have So Famous, you can have Pals, or you can have Sunshine and Rivers. What would you like?
Let's go for the first one.
So Famous. Okay, these are people who are so famous, they only need one name. They're the kind of people we're going to ask you about, okay? 60 seconds on the clock, and your time starts now. Guy Ritchie was famously married to which one-named musician?
Madonna.
That's right. T-Pain joined comedy band The Lonely Island for the song I'm on a...
Pass.
Boat. All Kinds of Everything won the Eurovision for Ireland in 1970. Name the one-named singer.
Madonna.
Yes. Maya had a 2000 hit about a case of the what?
Blues.
X. Stephen is his first name. The Smiths is the band. Name the singer.
Morrissey.
Yes. Anastasia was out of what in her song from the year 2000?
Oh, pass.
Love. Lemmy was a member of which rock group?
The Stone Roses.
Motorhead. How many albums did Meatloaf release as part of the Bat Out of Hell series?
Two.
Three. Finish the song from Afro Man, Because I Got...
Pass.
Hi. Singer Jem covered Maybe I'm Amazed. Which Beatle sang it originally?
George Harrison.
It was Paul McCartney. What did Shanice... there's the drums. Wow, what a different round of yesterday, huh?
Yeah, big time.
You see, this is what I keep saying about the category, you know? Like, the category can really suit you or it can really not suit you. And it didn't suit you, Stephen. But listen, you got a score of 3. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't terrible. It just didn't compare to your 10 yesterday. And
shocking, Dave. Shocking.
But come here, you know going into this bonus round what can happen. I mean, literally, you know what can happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bonus round.
Okay, so a chance to add some points now in the bonus round. We're going to play high-pitched songs, okay? So we've chipmunked some songs for you. Pitch them up so you can still recognise them, maybe a little bit more difficult. And your job is to give me the artist and title of each one, all right?
Okay.
Now, your category still applies, so there are still artists with one name. And here is your first one. Wow, that is actually super high.
Well, that sounds high in its normal tone. Never mind that way.
Exactly.
Yeah,
okay. What is it?
Mika.
Yeah, and the song is called?
Oh, it's an actress's name. Oh, it's gone, Dave.
Grace Kelly from Mika Grace is that Kelly. One. Okay, try Grace this one. Kelly. What's that?
Flo Rida. Sometimes I get a good feeling.
No, that one's actually Avicii and Levels. I know what you're thinking of, the Flo Rida one, but that's Avicii and Levels. Okay, try the last one. Who's that?
Oh, Strangers, I think.
Yeah, and Strangers, name of the song. Who sings it?
Oh, God. I'm really drawing a blank there. I'm done, Dave.
Done. It's Sigrid. and strangers. Yeah, they didn't suit you today like they did yesterday. That's the truth of it.
Yeah, listen.
I don't think it's the pressure. I think sometimes the category can just do that. But listen, you got to score a 3, Stephen. It has been enough in the past to get into the final. So you'll have to sit tight and see how Kathy does. Now, not that Kathy who thinks you wants to know you're single. It's a different Kathy. But Kathy's going to have a go in a minute. And we'll see if she can get more than 3. If not, you'll be going through to the final. So, Stephen, sit tight. Back with you in a sec.
Master on Today FM.
Right, Stephen got himself a score of 3, which leaves that's the score Kathy has to beat. She's in Roscommon. Kathy Cogan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, right? Dave?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Am I right in thinking that Poddy, 15-month-old Poddy, has just gone down for a nap?
He's down a little while. I'm hoping he'll stay there.
I was going to say, because that's immaculate timing by Poddy if he lets his mammy go and play the old music mass before he wakes up.
He lets me listen to it most days.
Ah, so, good stuff. I'm glad to hear it. And how do you usually get on?
Not too bad, but it's very different when the nerves kick in. And also when the whole country wants Stephen to win, which is fair enough, because I was roaring at the radio yesterday as well. So,
well, Kathy, now is your chance to take his final place off him again. So listen, you've got to choose your categories. Let's jump into round one.
Okay.
Round one.
So in this one then, you've got to choose. You can't have So Famous, because that's what Stephen chose, but you can have either Pals or Sunshine and Rivers. What would you like?
I think I'll go with Sunshine and Rivers.
Sunshine and Rivers. Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Kathy. And these are nature songs, okay? So songs that have got something to do with nature. 60 seconds on the clock, and your time starts now. Justin the Turkey had a cover of the song Lemon Tree, but what kind of tree does he sing about?
A Christmas tree.
That's right. Seasons in the Sun was the Christmas number one for which Irish pop band?
Westlife.
Yep. Feel the Rain on Your Skin is a lyric from which song?
Unwritten.
Yes. Moon Age Daydream was a 2022 documentary about which artist who has a song of the same name?
Pass.
David Bowie. So Who's That Girl There is the opening line to which song by Arctic Monkeys?
Pass.
When the Sun Goes Down. The Thunder Rolls is a 1991 song from which country singer?
Garth Brooks.
Yes. Under the Sea famously appeared in which Disney film?
The Little Mermaid.
Yes. Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me was released by Elton John, but who also appeared with him singing it live?
George Michael.
That's right. Midnight Sky was a 2020 release from which singer?
Pass.
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, no.
When I look into your eyes, I can see a love restrained is a lyric from which nature-themed song? Drums are in there even before you can answer. That was November Rain by Guns N' Roses. Okay, let's add those up there. You got a good score of 6 there, Kathy. 6. So you have taken Stephen's final place off him. Even before we get to the bonus round. But here we are on the bonus round where you can add more points to your score, Kathy. So again, your category of nature still sticks to these songs. They are all chipmunked. They've been sped up and pitched up and sound a little strange for you. But you got to work out what they are. Okay, so here's your first one. Artist and title of this, please.
Set Fire to the Rain.
That is exactly what that is. That's a point on the board for you. What about this one? What's that?
Katy Perry, California Girls.
It is Katy Perry, California Girls. Nice one. Okay, so listen, you've got 2, which means your score is now 8. But if you get the third one right, we'll go back to your score of 6 and triple it to 18, which would be unbelievable. Right, what is this?
I know the words.
I know you're singing away there, but I need an answer out of you. What do you think?
No.
It's One Republic's Counting Stars.
I was going to say Chasing Cars.
Chasing Cars. Yeah, well, nearly, but Counting Stars. 6 plus 2 is a score of 8. That is an excellent one. Stephen, are you there?
I am indeed. Kathy, well done. That was absolutely brilliant.
I'm
well
sorry,
deserved.
Stephen.
No. Go and win it now. Go and win it. Absolutely brilliant. Well played.
He is the nicest man in Ireland, isn't he, Kathy?
He is.
Stephen, we're going to send
married,
you out.
But you know.
Stephen, we're going to send you out to Dave Moore Mug, all right?
Oh, you're so good, Dave. And listen, thanks to everyone who's been such a buzz.
Listen, love it, Stephen. Thanks a million. See you later.
Thanks, guys.
Actually, sorry, Stephen, before you go. Collie says, Dave, I feel like Stephen felt under so much pressure with everything that happened over the last few days. I think you should get him back in tomorrow. No, we let you go. We let you go, Stephen. Don't worry. You can have a good night's sleep tonight. Don't worry.
Absolutely.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye. Absolutely brilliant. Right, Cathy Cogan, well done. A great score of 8 takes you into the final. Are you ready to give it a bash?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Let's hope Potty stays down for a few more minutes.
Master on Today FM.
Now, Cathy Cogan, how are you doing?
Not too bad, Dave.
Paddy's still asleep?
He's still asleep.
Great to hear. 15 months old, how are you coping? Are you getting on all right?
Oh, we're really good, yeah.
Excellent.
He's getting lots of fun now at the minute.
Yeah, definitely that age now. I think 15 months to about 2 years is my favourite time for kids because they're just they're just a little bit like they're drunk all of the time when they're wobbling all around the place. It's great crack.
And wild, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, well, look, let's get to the final so he doesn't wake up and you have to run. Right, you ready to go?
Yeah, ready to go.
Okay, let's do it. Final round. Right, Cathy, in the final round, I'm going to give you 3 clues to the identity of an artist. You'll get the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs. After the lyric, then, you'll have 10 seconds to tell me who it is, okay?
Okay.
Right, the year is 1990. The place is Settle in the United Kingdom. And the lyric is, "Took you so low where only fools go."
I don't know, I'm
going to
say Adele.
Adele, you're going to say, okay. Nothing else coming out of you?
No.
It wasn't Adele, it was John Newman. Listen to this. Took you so long, where only fools go. Yeah, that's Love Me Again was the John Newman song we were getting the lyrics from there. Hard luck to you, Cathy.
Okay, thanks so much.
We will send you out the Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones and you can have a listen to things on them. And then when Paddy's a bit bigger, he can listen to them when he's doing whatever he's doing with his ears, all right?
Great.
All right, Cathy. Have a cracking day. Thanks so much for playing.
Thanks a million, guys.
See you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.